Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Denard Span. Batting second. The shortstop, Nick Punto. Batting third. The first baseman, Justin Morneau. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Michael Cuttier. Batting fifth. The DH, Jason Kubel. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Delman Young. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brendan Harris. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Redmond. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Alexi Carcilla. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Nick Blackburn. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Adam Kennedy. Batting second. The shortstop, Orlando Cabrera. Batting third. The center fielder, Scott Hairston. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Matt Holliday. Batting fifth. The DH, Jack Cust. Batting sixth. The catcher, Kurt Suzuki. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Darrick Barton. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Ryan Sweeney. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Mark Ellis. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Gio Gonzalez. And now, play ball. Denard Span is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Span strikes out. 1 out. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Punto hits a fly ball into center field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morneau takes first base on ball 4. Michael Cuttier batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cuttier takes first base on ball 4. Morneau moves to second. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kubel hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Twins. Delman Young is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Adam Kennedy is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Orlando Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Kennedy. The throw from Redmond and he is safe. Kennedy steals second. Orlando Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Punto scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kennedy moves to third. 1 out. Scott Hairston is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Punto scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kennedy scores. 2 outs. It's 3-1, Twins. Matt Holliday is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Holliday hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Span. Holliday reaches second base with a double. Jack Cust is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cust hits a ball on the ground towards short. Punto fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Holliday moves to third. Kurt Suzuki batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Suzuki hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Holliday scores. Cust moves to second. It's 3-2, Twins. Darrick Barton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Barton hits a fly ball into center field. Span settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Brendan Harris is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harris hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Holiday. Harris reaches second base with a double. Mike Redmond is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Redmond hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Harris moves to third. Alexi Carcilla is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carcilla hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Suzuki settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denard Span is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Span is 0 for 1 in the game. Span bunts towards the mound. Gonzalez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Redmond moves to second. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Punto is 0 for 1 in the game. Punto hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Barton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morneau is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Morneau hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 7-2, Twins. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Cuttier is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cuttier hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-2, Twins. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kubel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Kubel hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Delman Young is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kubel moves to third. Brendan Harris is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Harris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cabrera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ryan Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sweeney hits a fly ball into center field. Span settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ellis hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Adam Kennedy is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Span settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orlando Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Cabrera is 0 for 1 in the game. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Young. Cabrera reaches second base with a double. Ellis moves to third. Scott Hairston batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hairston is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hairston hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Redmond settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Redmond is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Redmond is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Redmond hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alexi Carcilla is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Carcilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Carcilla hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Suzuki settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denard Span batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Span is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Span takes first base on ball four. Redmond moves to second. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Punto is 0 for 2 in the game. Punto hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ellis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morneau is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Morneau hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 11-2, Twins. Santiago Carcilla now pitching. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cuttier is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cuttier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cabrera picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Cabrera. Cuttier moves to second. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kubel is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Kubel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cuttier scores. That run is unearned. It's 12-2, Twins. Delmon Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Young is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cabrera fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 12, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Matt Holliday is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Holliday is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Holliday hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Young. Holliday reaches second base with a double. Jack Cust is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cust is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cust hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Holliday scores. It's 12-3, Twins. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Suzuki is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Suzuki hits a fly ball into right field. Cuttier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darrick Barton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barton is 0 for 1 in the game. Barton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 12-5, Twins. Ryan Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sweeney is 0 for 1 in the game. Sweeney hits a fly ball into right field. Cuttier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ellis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Punto scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 12, and the Athletics 5. The Twins will come to bat. Brendan Harris is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Harris strikes out. One out. Mike Redmond is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Redmond is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Redmond hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cabrera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alexi Carcilla batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Carcilla is 0 for 2 in the game. Carcilla takes first base on ball 4. Denard Span is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Span is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Span hits a fly ball into right field. Sweeney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 12, and the Athletics 5. the Athletics will come to bat. Adam Kennedy is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carcillo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Orlando Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cabrera is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cabrera hits a line drive towards first. Morneau catches it and steps on first to double up Kennedy. 2 outs. Scott Hairston is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hairston is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hairston hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Matt Holliday is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Holliday is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles. Holliday hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 12-7, Twins. Jack Kust is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Kust is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kust hits a ball on the ground towards short. Punto scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 12, and the Athletics 7. The Twins will come to bat. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Punto is 0 for 3 in the game. Punto strikes out. 1 out. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morneau is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He's got 7 RBIs. Morneau hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hairston. Morneau reaches second base with a double. Michael Cuddy, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cuddy is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cuddy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morneau moves to third. Jason Kubel, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kubel is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Kubel takes first base on ball 4. Cuddy moves to second. Russ Springer now pitching. Delman Young is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Young is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Morneau tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 13-7, Twins. Brendan Harris is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Harris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Harris hits a fly ball into right field. Sweeney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 13, and the Athletics 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Suzuki is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Suzuki hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Darrick Barton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Barton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Barton hits a fly ball into center field. Span settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ryan Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sweeney is 0 for 2 in the game. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Punto fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Punto. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ellis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ellis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Young. Ellis reaches second base with a double. Sweeney moves to third. Adam Kennedy is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morneau scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kennedy for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 13, and the Athletics 7. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Redmond is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Redmond is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Redmond strikes out. One out. Alexi Carcilla batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Carcilla is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Carcilla hits a fly ball into right field. Sweeney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Denard Spann is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Spann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spann strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 13, and the Athletics 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Brian Dunsing now pitching. Orlando Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Cabrera is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Punto fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Scott Hairston is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Hairston is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harris fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cabrera moves to second. Matt Holliday batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Holliday is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Holliday hits a ball on the ground towards short. Punto fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Cabrera moves to third. 2 outs. Jack Cust is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Cust is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Cust takes first base on ball 4. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Suzuki is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Suzuki hits a fly ball into right field. Cuttier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 13, and the Athletics 7. The Twins will come to bat. Craig Breslow now pitching. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Punto is 0-for-4 in the game. Punto takes first base on ball 4. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Morneau is 3-for-3 in the game, with a double, 2 home runs, and a walk. He's got 7 RBIs. Morneau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Cuttier is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cuttier hits a fly ball into right field. Sweeney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Kubel is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Kubel takes first base on ball 4. Morneau moves to second. Delman Young is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Young is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cabrera fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 13, and the Athletics 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Darrick Barton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Barton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Barton takes first base on ball 4. Ryan Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0-for-3 in the game. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Barton moves to second. Mark Ellis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ellis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Ellis hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Barton moves to third. Sweeney moves to second. Adam Kennedy is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Kennedy hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Carcillo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bobby Keppel now pitching. Orlando Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cabrera is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Cabrera hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Cuttier. Cabrera reaches second base with a double. Barton scores. Sweeney scores. Ellis moves to third. It's 13-9, Twins. Scott Hairston batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hairston is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hairston takes first base on ball 4. Matt Holliday is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Holliday is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Holliday hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's Twins, 13, Athletics, 13. Jose Mijares now pitching. Jack Cust is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cust is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cust hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 14-13, Athletics. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Suzuki is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Suzuki hits a ball on the ground towards short. Punto scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Darrick Barton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Barton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Barton hits a fly ball into center field. Span settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 14, and the Twins 13. The Twins will come to bat. Brad Ziegler now pitching. Brendan Harris is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Harris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Redmond is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Redmond is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Redmond hits a ball on the ground towards first. Barton fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, with Ziegler covering. It's a double play. 2 outs. Joe Mauer pinch hits for Alexi Carcilla. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mauer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Denard Span is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Span is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Span hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ziegler fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 14, and the Twins 13. The Athletics will come to bat. Nick Punto now playing second base. Brendan Harris now playing shortstop. Brian Buescher now playing third base. Joe Mauer now catching. Ryan Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Sweeney is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ellis is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Ellis hits a pop-up towards short. Harris catches it and throws to first to double up Sweeney. 2 outs. Adam Kennedy is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Kennedy is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cuttier. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. Kevin Mulvey now pitching. Orlando Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cabrera is 3 for 5 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Cabrera hits a line drive into center field. Span settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 14, and the Twins 13. The Twins will come to bat. Michael Wirtz now pitching. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Punto is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Punto strikes out. 1 out. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morneau is 3 for 4 in the game, with a double, 2 home runs, and a walk. He's got 7 RBIs. Morneau strikes out. 2 outs. Michael Cuttier batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cuttier is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cuttier hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Holiday. Cuttier reaches second base with a double. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Kubel is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles, a home run, and 2 walks. He's got 4 RBIs. Kubel is walked intentionally. Carlos Gomez pinch runs for Jason Kubel. Delman Young is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cuttier is attempting to get to home. There's the throw to Wirtz and Cuttier is out. Gomez moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 14, and Minnesota Twins, 13. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.